Our next speaker, we're about to jump into some partnership tax issues. I know that's everybody's favorite topic. Actually, it's always a challenging topic. Our next speaker is Mark Dundon. He is a partner at Kirkland & Ellis, where he practices in this area day in and day out. So we're very fortunate to have him. He is another proud graduate of the University of Texas Law School. He is admitted, gosh, New York and Texas. I'm impressed. And is a frequent speaker on tax issues in various and sundry places. I'm going to let Mark talk and not bother you with his bio because I know you all have it in your book. Thanks.
All right. Thanks a lot. Okay. So today we're going to talk a little bit about partnership allocations, and we're going to talk about some issues that you run into regarding partnership allocations, particularly in the fund context, including how income gets allocated with respect to GPs and their carried interest, and some of the nuances around the new 1061, well, relatively new Section 1061 of the code. All right. So in this presentation, we're going to be using some terminology, and hopefully people are generally familiar with it. So when I talk about a fund, it's a vehicle of pooling capital to make investments. The LPs or investors are the limited partners, they're the ones that put in the cash. The sponsor or the general partner is kind of the entity that is taking the carried interest, is making the investment decisions. The principals are the people that own the GP. They're the ones that ultimately get the economics of the carried interest. Then we're going to be talking a little bit about waterfalls. So some concepts that come up in the waterfall are, you know, the lead-in, it's kind of the language, the beginning of the waterfall, saying how we divvy up the cash. Is it done as a big bucket of money, or is it done investor by investor? We're going to be talking a little bit about how capital is returned in the fund context, and there's kind of two different schools of thought there. One's the European system, where basically you return all capital back to investors before the GP starts getting their carry, or the American version, where you look at only realized investments, you return the capital on the realized investments before the GP starts getting their carry. Then we have a concept of preferred return, which is an IRR threshold. These are all kind of similar terms for the same thing. And then we have carried interest, carry, promote. These are all kind of the equivalent, similar terms for the 20% that's kind of market standard for a private equity sponsor to receive of the profit after the investors have gotten their return. Then we're going to talk about clawbacks, which are situations where if the GP has gotten some carried interest distributed to them, but then things go south, then there's an obligation for them to put some of the money back into the fund. And then we'll be talking a lot about the distinction between distributions and allocations. Okay. And so at Kirkland, we generally represent a lot of sponsors. So to the extent the slides say things like, this is how it should be, that's biased towards what sponsors do. So it's if in those situations, the slides are probably going to come down in that way, just putting all the cards on the table before we start. Okay, so with partnership allocations, I think kind of the very, very key point that all tax people kind of understand, but that is really hard to get across to casual people that are interacting with these things, the deal professionals, right? Allocations of income are different than distributions of cash. And so that's kind of the key point, right? They don't necessarily tie to each other. You could very well have situations where you have allocations of taxable income and thus a tax obligation for a flow-through entity without there being cash. There could also be situations where people are getting cash, but they're not getting allocated taxable income. So it's very important whenever we're talking about any of these situations that we make the distinction between, are we talking about distributions of cash, or are we talking about income allocations? Eventually, because of how the partnership tax rules work, those two things ultimately have to tie together in a way that has economic substance. But in any individual circumstance, the two things could be different. Okay. And so that's the next kind of point here. Generally, the allocations have to have economic substance. They have to track the partner's interest in the partnership. So the starting point for capital accounts in which all the allocations kind of flow from start with the money that goes in, which increases somebody's capital accounts for contributions, and the money that goes out, distributions, reduces people's capital accounts.